Alright, hey guys, welcome back to Drinks First, the dating podcast where you can match with New York City's kinda eligible, and you can get all that information at the end of the podcast. But today, we have a friend of mine here who I met, I'd say like 2-3 years ago.
And it was sophomore year, end of sophomore year of college.
Yeah, we met at a summer internship.
Yeah.
And we've been friends ever since. So why don't you go ahead and tell me a bit about yourself? Where are you from? Where you went to school? What are you doing now?
Okay. So I live on the Upper East Side. I just moved from the suburbs. I went to Lehigh University, and right now I'm a sales assistant for 3 fashion magazines.
Yeah, and that's like your new job. How are you liking it?
Love it so far. Like, honestly, everybody's pretty nice, which was really shocking.
It's not like Devil Wears Prada.
No, it's not super bitchy vibes.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm not a super bitch, so.
Yeah. So we usually ask, like, what are your favorite spots in New York?
Okay.
I know you just moved here, but some restaurants, some bars, clubs, whatever you like to do.
All right. Don't like clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like it's like one of the things my friends say is like the most off-brand thing about me is I hate clubbing.
That is kind of funny and kind of true.
Instead of wearing like fake Hervé Leger dresses and like the YSL tribute shoes, and I'm like, I'm ready to party. And they're like from fucking God knows where. Like,
and
you know
all,
what
like,
I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. They I'm all just, get there with their promoters at like 11 p.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the fact that like high schoolers. Like,
yeah.
No.
No, literally high schoolers.
Cut that shit out. So, no, I will not be seen at a club unless it's, like, for my friend's birthday.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, all right, I'll take one for the team, put on some hooker dress, and try to have a good time. But
beyond that.
Okay, I'm really big bar person. You, like, hate all the bars that I go to.
This sounds so bad because, like, my last guess was, like, you're going to flame me for all the places I go to.
You know, Brass Monkey, I have a great time. You're like, what the fuck?
Why are you honestly, at this point, I feel like Brass Monkey should sponsor this podcast because it's come up every single episode.
I've had a good time every time I've been there.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Fair. I'm not going to say anything
to you
anymore.
I just like it. It's my vibe. I love the Standard Beer Garden.
Okay.
Like, totally love it. It's actually really fun to go on a date there.
Mm-hmm.
You get really drunk because, like, the beers are so ginormous and stuff. And, like, just, like, I like the atmosphere and sitting outside. You know where I went this past, like, this used to be, like, one of my favorite spots when I was, like, back in college, and then I went there last weekend for whatever reason, One-on-One. It was, like, super fun.
Oh my god, throwback.
No, but it was actually really fun.
But you like Brass Monkey.
Is Brass Monkey making a comeback, though?
No. I can steadfastly say no. But, you know, to each their own, and I totally understand the scene. So you said beer garden. What about restaurants?
I love Balthazar. That's like been my favorite restaurant since I was a child because my family goes there all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, they have just such good food.
Their bread is really good.
If I'm like going out to dinner with friends, I actually really like Tacombi because it's super fucking cheap and you can get
margaritas. Oh, yeah. Wait, that's the last time I saw you.
I wanted to go to Tacombi.
You wanted to go to Tacombi, and you were, like, trying to scheme this guy into taking you to Tacombi.
I just wanted tacos, and he literally took me to a taco place, like, across the street from his apartment. So I matched with this guy on Hinge in May, like, end of May, right when summer began. It was literally, like, what is it, Memorial Day happened, and we went on a date on, like, Wednesday. And I really liked him. Like, you talked. I always had, like, the best dates with him. And then it got to the point where, like I kind of said some things that were mean when I was drunk to him because that's just the way I am. And I liked, said, oh, you come too fast, like, pretty much. Like, not very nice. And
okay.
It got to a point where I was fed up with it. I was like, I had enough. Like,
yeah.
And so then so the times after, like, we hooked up, he wouldn't text me, and he would say that he wouldn't. I was, like, so angry about it. I was like, oh, my God, like, fuck this guy. And so I was like, I'm re-downloading Hinge. I mean, honestly, I shouldn't have even deleted it. And I was like, I'm going on a million dates. And so this guy, he likes me. And I was like, okay, he's cute. And literally didn't even talk. Just was like, oh, what are you doing on Thursday? Let's go out. I was like, all right, like, he's cute. Like, let's just roll with it. And so I met him at a bar near his apartment, and we got drinks, and, you know, we're really, like, hitting it off. He was like, he basically kept on being like, oh my God, you're, like, so perfect. Like, I see no red flags with you. He was like, you know, I gotta see you again. I really have to, like, and I was like, okay. And I was, like, kind of into it because I was like, oh, wow, like, this guy really likes me. Like, I must be awesome. And so then,
by the way, red flag number one, the first time you met by his apartment.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Not doing that shit again.
Mm-hmm. All so, right, continue.
I know. And so then I go back, you know, on the train to my suburb that I live in. Mm-hmm. And
well, did you slept over at his?
No, I didn't sleep over at his the first night. The next day I woke up and I got like a million texts from him just being like, I need to see you tonight. Like, I really want to see you. And I actually had date plans with the guy that, like, made me create my Hinge again and, like, go out with him. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, like, I kind of have other plans. Also, I had, like, dinner plans with you that night. Mm-hmm. But I think I was, like, I was gonna ditch the one guy to go out to dinner with you, but then we both were, like, really hungover, and so we both, like, canceled. And so that
sounds about right.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, and I
didn't see. Because he was, like, texting you a lot.
It was, like, a lot, and it was, like, I need to see you.
Which, like, cute, I guess, like, tactic.
Here's the thing, too. It was, like, this guy, too, wasn't, like, a complete stranger. We had a million mutual friends because I actually transferred colleges. And so my first college that I went to, we had a lot of mutual friends. Like, and my
school. Because you went there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because, like, that school, too, was really small. Like, I knew the frat that he was in. Like,
but you just didn't know him.
No, I didn't know him. I never met him while I was there. And so I was like, okay, like, this guy has to be normal because, like, just knowing who he's friends with.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, like, he's normal, like, I'm not going to be freaked out by it.
Yeah, you have references.
So we go out to tacos, and we get super drunk, and he was like, oh, what do you want to do tonight? I was like, I want to go out, because I haven't gone out in a while. And
didn't you tell him that ahead of time, too?
I told him that ahead of time. I told him when we were at dinner. Time rolls around for us to go out. He's like, you're not going out. I was like, what the fuck? Why? Like, that's so bizarre. And he was like, I don't want to introduce you to my friends just yet. And I was like, I never said I wanted to meet your friends.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, if this is going to work out, you have to go out. Because, like, in my last relationship, I literally didn't go out for a year. Which is, like, so not like me. Like,
yeah.
No, I just am like, I need to go out with somebody that likes to go out and have fun because that's, like, a priority for me, at least, like, while we're young.
Yeah, and in your last relationship, you didn't get that. So.
Exactly. I stayed at home and watched movies all the time. Like,
which, like, there's a time and a place, but, like, not it's also important that somebody gets, like, it is down to be, like, as outgoing with you if that's something, you know, you care about.
I'm like, have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I always say my perfect guy will take tequila shots on a Wednesday night with me. He said we were going to go out, and we didn't go out, and I got really pissed off. And then he just, like, ghosted me, pretty much.
Yeah.
But, okay. Like, he'll still, like, resurface and kind of haunt me, but I've ghosted him. I now am the one that has not responded.
No. This guy sounds psycho, because, like, when you go on your first date, nothing really happens. He starts texting you incessantly.
Literally.
Saying that he really wants to see you and he needs to meet you again and all this stuff.
I'm his perfect girlfriend. He was like, where are the red flags? I was like, what the fuck?
So weird. So weird. And then you guys go on a date.
Yes.
By his apartment again.
By his apartment.
And you told him, you prefaced, you were like, I want to go out.
That was why we were even talking about this, because of fucking Tacombi. Because I came here. And I was like, I don't want to go to a place close to his apartment.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, suggest something. I was like, I'll suggest Tacombi. It's super cheap. Like,
and
it's
good food, not. And there's a close bunch of locations.
Apartment. Exactly. It was, like, strategic.
Yeah. It was strategic.
And he was like, no, we're not going there. And we come to his apartment before we went out to dinner. Like, what the fuck was that? We literally stayed there for 2 seconds.
That's so weird. And then he was kind of, like, down to go out. He kept saying he was, like, down to go out. And then when it's time to go out,
he was like, I'm not doing that. And I freaked out. But it's fine.
I mean, makes sense. Like, why?
Honestly, I feel no way about not seeing him again. Like, if I saw him out, I'd probably be nice to him and, like, be like, hey, what's up?
But he was a bust.
And, there wasn't, like, I don't know. It just, like, wasn't it.
But you ended up seeing that other guy again, the one from before.
But that's because he just wants to have sex with me.
Which is a bad thing?
Like, no and yes. Because, like, no, because, like, I enjoy hooking up with him, even though, like, he's gotten better with time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But it's, like, yes, too, because I do actually like him as a person. Like, I think he's really fun and, like, really cool and stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, we only really hang out when I text him. And it's usually when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, secondly, it's, like, if I continue to hook up with him, I'm definitely going to, like, because I already, like, do kind of like him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I definitely do. But if we keep on this, like, if, let's say,
because
I live
him
close
like
to him.
More.
I live close to him. So, like, if we start hooking up, like, all the time, I'm definitely going to, like, start really liking him and start to fuck with me.
Because he is not necessarily, like, acting that same way towards you.
Not at all. I mean, he's, like, nice. He doesn't ghost me.
Yeah.
Like, he responds.
But
which is, like, also weird, considering, like, the trail of events that have happened with that, but, you know.
Do you want to talk about that?
Here, you know what? We'll just, like, give a quick synopsis. So, strike one. I, you know, told him that, like, the day after his birthday that he comes in either 2 seconds to, like, 5 seconds.
It wasn't happening.
He just didn't listen, and I got really mad, and I was texting my friends about it that night, and it was one of those things where I was, like, literally on my mind.
Yeah.
Because I was texting it, and it just, like, slipped out, and I was, like, in too deep, and I was drunk, and I...
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that happened, and I apologized for it. I guess he accepted it. Whatever.
Because...
But he didn't even, because our relationship wasn't the same
after that.
And so, then, this has been, like, a recent thing where I've been texting him when I'm really drunk. So, like, I was at the Yankees game, for instance, and
mm-hmm.
I was texting him, like, nonstop about, you know, seeing him after the Yankees game.
And he was responding.
He was responding, and then he fell asleep. And I was like, thank fucking God he fell asleep, because I was out of my mind.
Yeah.
So, I did that. Not the best look. And then, after that, I went to the beach, and I posted, I thought, a cute picture of myself, and I was freaking out that he wasn't going to like it. So I went on. So I removed him from following me on Instagram. Because I was like, you know what? If he's not going to be able to see it and it's not going to show up on his newsfeed, I don't have to stress about him not liking it. Like, this is like the big, you know, reveal. Like, oh, he doesn't like you anymore. And so
you took him off of your following.
I just took him off the following. Got super drunk that night. Woke up the next morning, looked at my text. I texted him, why'd you unfollow me on Instagram? Even though he didn't. And he was...
And you like, forcefully...
I didn't. So, he texted me back the next night at, like, 3 a.m. being like, I literally have no idea what you're talking about. So, like, kind of 24 hours went by, and he decided to message me back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's weird, because my app says that you unfollowed me. And he was like, well, I definitely didn't. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess something's wrong with it. And so that was pretty
psychotic. Did he ever? Yeah, that's 100% psychotic.
Like,
did he ever follow you back?
No. Whatever.
Whatever. Okay.
And so then, the third one. This is the one that takes the cake. So...
Because the last one didn't.
Yeah. It just gets worse and worse.
Oh my God.
So then I go on a double date with my friend, her boyfriend, and their friend. And, I mean, the guy was really nice, was not cute at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is depressing me. So What do? I text him. And also, we drank a lot. Like, we were drinking
tequila shots. There seems to be a pattern here.
And drinking Prosecco. And I've only been blackout drunk 4 times in my life.
It doesn't sound like
I swear. 4 times. And this was one of the times.
Okay.
So I texted him, and he was responding, and he was like, oh, come to my apartment, whatever. Apparently, according to my friend, I just got up in the middle of the dinner table, was like, I have to go. And they were like, where are you going? And I was like, I gotta go. Left. I think I got into a Lyft. Went to his apartment. I kind of remember being there and being like, freaking out, like, oh my god, that's so nice, so nice. And talking about like chicken cutlets. And then I remember being in a bar. I have no idea what we talked about.
You went to another bar?
Went to another bar.
Okay.
Like, this is concerning.
Okay.
Like, I sound really crazy. Anyways. This was on a Wednesday night. Mind you that. So.
Okay. You weren't working, though, at that time.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. Actually, no, I was. I had a part-time shitty job.
Okay.
But it was, like, work from home, so I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
So then, to go to another bar, like, because I kind of remember, like,
you're in and out. You're in and out.
In and out, but it's, like, I don't remember, like, details. Like, again, don't really know what we talked about.
Right.
Don't remember the walk home from the bar. And then the next thing I remember is I was like, oh, my God, I got to puke. And I didn't know where the bathroom was in his apartment. So I'm running through the apartment, like, Jungle Woman. And I'm going down this, like, you know, hallway. And I hear him behind me saying, no, no, no. I didn't want him to see me throw up. I somehow made it into his roommate's bedroom. And I just vomited on the ground. And, yeah.
Oh, God.
And so then the next morning, I, like, woke up. I was like, fuck. And I just was like, I don't even want to interact with him. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, this was
God
so embarrassing. So I, like, sent him, like, this paragraph text just, like, apologizing. I called you up because I was so upset. I was like, oh, my God. Like, you did it again.
I mean, shit happens.
Oh, my. But that was, like, bad. And so then, what happened? I don't even know. Like, oh, he was like,
You texted him.
He goes,
you
I have
to pay
no,
for
yeah.
it.
And he was like, I have no words. He was like, it's fine. Like, don't pay me. Like, think so. And I was like, that's the end. And then, you know, I saw him this past weekend. So apparently not.
So here's the tea. You're like, I sound crazy. This is crazy. Guys like the crazy sometimes.
I mean,
guys want to date the crazy. I think guys just like the crazy.
I guess so.
And from what I'm hearing from you, and you were kind of like, I do like him a little bit, because obviously, like, you must like him a little bit if you, like,
if he's, like, my first go-to person
when you're
texting,
drunk,
yeah, totally.
So,
I think he's super hot, like,
so, the thing about that is, maybe you also have put out this feeler that, like, I'm only gonna text you when I'm drunk.
I guess you're right.
Because, like, if you're not taking it seriously, then, like, how are they going to take
but
it seriously?
But here's the thing. I had a conversation with him, and I was like, you need to start fucking driving the bus. Like, I'm sick of it. Like, this is, like, ridiculous. And
you told him.
I said that to him.
Yeah.
To his face. When we were both drunk. Like, I probably should have done it maybe when we were sober.
So, yeah, here's the thing, and here's the pattern. It always involves alcohol. So then maybe
maybe we should just eliminate alcohol from the situation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe the outcome would be different if there was no alcohol involved.
Maybe. But I've also, like, thrown up on his roommate's floor. And, like, I'm
but
so
he
sure.
Literally looked past that and saw you again.
I know, which is weird. Like, I don't get it.
So maybe he does like you, but maybe he doesn't think you're taking it seriously.
I don't know.
But also, maybe he doesn't like you at all and he just likes to sleep with you.
That's probably it.
It can be one or the other. It really can be. Like, okay. Honestly, guys, if you have any opinions on this, you know, slide through the DMs.
Slide through the DMs. This is not what the men I'm trying to attract on this podcast want to hear.
Right. So let's just put the feeler out there. Like, you've had crazy experiences.
I've made guys cry on second dates, but that was really warranted. Like,
do you want to explain?
Yeah. You know what? This is when we first became friends, too. And I remember telling you and our boss this. And she was like, you gotta leave him. You have to go and leave him. Like, there's no more of this. So what happened with that was that, so I met up with this guy on Bumble, and we had the same name, and we go on a date. It went really well. He was really funny and cool. We go out a second time. It was like I was with one of my friends going out, and he was with one of his friends, and we met up at a bar. And so something that, like, I saw in his texting patterns was that he would always, like, talk about money or, like, how smart he was. But, like, most of the time it was about, like, money. Like, he'd be like, oh, yeah, my dad, like, he's such a good, like, architect. Like, he's built Leonardo DiCaprio's apartment. Like, oh, you know, we
weird
just bought
flex,
a Ferrari.
But okay.
Oh, you know, I got a new Rolex. I was like, bruh. Like,
I don't
need to know that.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, people that actually have money, they
don't
ever
talk about their money.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird. Like, and it makes me feel uncomfortable because, like, I was just raised, like, you don't talk about it. And so we go to this bar, and he starts talking about how much money he has. And I had enough. I was like, you need to stop it. I was like, this is annoying, and it's uncomfortable. And he starts crying. He was like, you don't know what my family's been through. Like, we used to be poor, and now we're rich. I'm like,
oh my God.
What's going on? So we're done. Real quick, I was like, I'm sorry, because I don't want to make somebody cry.
Yeah, obviously not.
And that was just, like, a funny story. Like, oh, yeah, TBT, the one I made that guy cry because I told him to stop talking about how much money he had. His friend literally got so uncomfortable, he, like, sprinted away. Like, could you imagine?
No. Second date,
and we kept on talking after that. He, like, texted me. It was weird.
Crazy. I do not understand men whatsoever.
Me neither. This is, like, the one episode. No DMs. So. No, I'm not crazy unless, like, a guy's being, like, fucking sketchy.
Yeah.
But even then, I'm not, like, psycho woman, like, I'm screaming at them, stalking them to their apartment. Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, annoyed, and I might say some, like, kind of slightly mean things.
Well, I think you're just blunt.
Yeah. No, that totally is it. I, like, had to tell my roommates. I was like, guys, I'm just gonna let you know, most of my friends thought I was a bitch before we became friends, because I'm just really blunt and have, like, a very, like, sharp tone, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that.
And so they were like, we can see you being blunt. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing. You just need to find somebody who compliments that.
Totally. Because, again, like, I'm a pretty nice person.
I would not have you on here if you weren't a nice, eligible person, so.
I'm just, like, really exposing myself. Okay, the guy that I'm going out with tomorrow, he was my first Hinge date after I broke up with my boyfriend from a year. And he's really nice, like, such a nice guy and stuff. And
how did you meet him?
Hinge. I'm only on Hinge.
Okay.
I like the 10-like thing, because it's not, like, an all-day app. Like, you're just, like, you do your swipes in the morning, see if somebody, you know, messages you that you thought was cute. Mm-hmm. Like, you're done. Like, it's not that much thought. Versus, like, Bumble, like, I don't know. Like, I want to be endlessly swiping. That's, like, my whole reason. And I'm not going on fucking Tinder. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Fair. Very fair.
So, I met up with this guy. We go, you know, on, like, a crazy first date. He, like, took me out to, like, an expensive restaurant, and then we went to a comedy show. That was a lot for a first date. Like, guys listening out there, don't ever fucking do that. Drinks first.
Drinks first.
Literally drinks first.
Baby.
I literally was panicking the entire, like, week before. I was like, what if I, because I hadn't been on a first date in a while. And I was like, what if I don't like him and I'm stuck on this, like, multi-hour long date?
Yeah.
Like, a reason.
Why did he propose that?
Yeah. He was like, I want to take you out to dinner and then we're going to, like, do something fun afterwards. And I was like, okay. Like,
how old is he?
He's 1 year older than us.
Okay.
We got along really well, but he said in his Hinge thing that he was, like, 5'7". He was literally my height. I'm 5'3".
No.
So that's, like, the really big downfall. It's, like, he's really cute and, like, he's very nice, but, like, I'm really short. And, like, I don't think I should be, like, having to compromise on, like, a guy's height. Which sounds kind of bad, but, like, it also, like, that's not a huge request. Most people are taller than me.
Yeah, that's true. And that's your bar. It's like, just be taller than me.
Like, I don't need somebody that's, like, 6'2". Like, even, like, if he was actually 5'7", that would have been fine. That's 4 inches taller than me. Like, I can wear heels, because I do enjoy wearing heels.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, my ex-boyfriend, he wasn't that tall. Like,
I mean, that's just, here's the thing. That's the red flag. Like, he lied about his height.
Yeah, so we texted, like, the day after, and then I stopped responding because I was in Chicago to see my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was out in the Hamptons, and I was at this bar, Common Ground, by the way, if you ever, it's the best bar in the world. I love it. Common Ground in the Hamptons, Montauk. Anyway, so I saw him there, and I texted him. I was like, oh my God, are you at Common Ground right now? And he was like, yeah, I am. I was like, oh, no way. Like, I'm here. And he was like, let's catch up. And I was like, okay, I'm at a table. Like, you can come by and, like, have a drink. And so we were chatting and whatever. He's like, I literally am so surprised that you texted me. Like, I thought you ghosted me. And I was like, well, no, I didn't ghost you. Because I would have, like, I actually do ghost, like, a decent amount of people. But, like, I actually didn't ghost him. I just was, like, I was away. And also, yeah. I wasn't, like, I had a good time. But I was like, I don't know if I want to go out with him again.
Yeah, I do think it's worth noting that, like, if someone's on a trip, like, just give them their space.
A few days.
Yeah.
Text them again. Because, like, I was with my family. And, like, I hadn't seen my sister in months. And so, I was like, you need to be more aggressive when it comes to texting. I was like, because that wasn't ghosting. Like, me not responding to one message.
Yeah.
And it was like, we had a conversation, I just didn't respond to, like, a message.
Yeah.
And so I was like, be more aggressive.
You said that too.
I did. I said, you should have been more aggressive. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I'm so bad at that. I was like, well, what's going to happen? They're not going to respond. Like, it's not the end of the world. And so then I fucking unleashed an animal within him. And he just started texting me all the time. And I was like, I don't, because I was, like, trying to figure out my life. Like, I needed to move. I needed to find roommates.
Yeah.
I wanted
to get
a new
job. You were in, like,
this
transitional phase.
Yeah. And so I was not focused on it really at all. And when was it? I think it was, like, last week. He was, like, after, like, me literally ghosting him, I think, like, 5 or 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those were actual ghosts.
Yeah.
And I was even contemplating on texting when I got into the city. He was, like, oh, hey, like, do you have plans next week? In the middle of the week. And I was like, actually, I was going to text you, like, no, I don't. Like, we can do something. Like,
yeah.
If you want. Because he was being so persistent. I was like, okay, like, I got to throw this guy a bone.
Yeah, because
like,
he did exactly what you
chance.
Asked for.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, if he's going to text me that many times, like, might as well give it another shot. Maybe I can overlook the height difference. I mean, he's not a bad-looking guy. It's just, like, he's short. But,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Worst comes to worst.
Guys, that doesn't mean to say, like, bombard girls with texts.
No,
like,
no. But also being persistent does have, like,
yeah, it has some weight. And at the end of the day, like, people will play games, but nobody really wants to play games. Like,
no.
Yeah, like, it's not like you want to ghost, like, 6 guys. You, like, want one of those people to like you and tell you you like them. You know, like, if it works out.
And also, he wasn't being weird about bombarding me with texts either. Like, it was, like,
it was intermittent.
It was intermittent. Like, sometimes it was, like, at nighttime. He was like, hey, when are we going to go out again? Like, sometimes it was during the day.
Yeah.
And, like, and honestly, it wasn't.
Basically, he's not playing
it
games.
It wasn't even. No, he's not playing games. Like, it was
I think
just,
that's attractive.
No, it was nice. That's why I'm going out with him again. Because
yeah.
Because he was being persistent and, like, he was doing it, like, in a non-creepy way.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that we were talking about before with, like, him being, like, I have to see you, I have to see you, I have to see you. Like,
don't do that.
That's not good. I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that was also, like, all in the span of, like, 24 to 48 hours that he was texting.
Literally 48 hours. And it was, like, so fucking, like, up and down. Like, just, like, polar opposite.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm trying to be fine.
Yeah.
We've been kissed. Like, this is the thing, too. It's, like, I actually do think he's a cool person. Like, I think he's nice. And, like, we did get along really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we haven't, like, made out or anything like that, so, like, maybe friends with him.
Did you kiss on the first date?
No, we didn't kiss.
Do you think that if somebody doesn't kiss you on the first date, does that mean the date went badly?
Obviously not, because I had, like, such a good time, and, like, I remember thinking, like, oh, shit, like, he didn't have a good time, like, because he didn't kiss me.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have a good time.
So, like, I have also been in that situation, like, I think if guys don't kiss you on the first date, the girl will think that you didn't have a good time, even if you might have.
I agree.
When you're on Hinge, like, what gets you to swipe right.
Okay. So I like, all right, so the one Hinge guy that I am like kind of, you know, I really like him, mm-hmm. with all the crazy, you know, me looking like a psychopath and him not ghosting me. What made me swipe on his profile was that, like, okay, I first could tell that he liked to go out because he had, like, pictures with his friends drinking.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that really made me swipe right was that he had this, like, picture of him and his friend. It looked like they were dancing to a TikTok. And I was like, I really want to be friends. Like, I want to go out with him. He looks super fucking fun. Because I'm that weird where, like, if I'm, like, drunk and I'm like, oh, my God, let's make a TikTok. Like, we'll do it. And,
yeah.
Like, it's just, like, funny.
Yeah.
But, like, I could tell, like,
he had, like, the same sense of humor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, like, weird. And, like, I don't know. Just, like, the fact that he would choose that for, like, his dating profile.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, funny. When a guy, like, has a group of friends. Like, if it's only solo shots, no.
No.
Also.
But also if it's all group shots.
I just need to be able to point out who they are. If
yeah,
you,
I, there should be at least one photo
no,
where you can tell who you are. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I've
come across profiles where it's, like, all pics of them and their bros, and, like, there could be two of the same guy in the picture. You know
no,
what I'm
you're
saying?
You're right. I guess you do.
There are a lot of things that, like, can make it go wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like putting up a mirror selfie is, like...
That's, like, the biggest no.
Like, especially with, like, the shirt is off and, like,
oh,
there's blessing. Like...
Mm-hmm.
No.
Tank top.
No. I will never go out with
okay,
a tank
you know what?
Top.
Yeah. That also includes, like, if we're doing a mirror selfie, that includes when you're at the gym. I
yes.
don't care.
I don't want to know.
I don't care. But, okay. Is it a red flag if a guy puts in their profile, like, looking for someone who's active? Have you seen that?
I haven't. Maybe I'm just not paying attention, but...
I feel like I've seen that a lot. And it's, like... looking for someone who's, like, active. And
you know what? Actually, this is another thing I will do. Don't put up a picture of you running in a marathon because then... because that's, like, a thing for me. Like, this goes with this conversation.
Yeah.
Where if you're running a marathon, you have to work out a lot. You don't just run 20... what is it? 26.2 miles?
Yeah.
Like, you don't just run 26.2 miles. Like, you were into working out.
No,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any part of
that's
that.
That's why when guys go out of their way to, like... say, like, oh, I have an active profile. It's, like, kind of clear that you're looking for, like, one kind of girl. You know what I'm saying? Like...
yeah. And those are, like, the worst people. Like, they don't like to go out because they're obsessed with their body.
Yeah.
They have a six-pack.
Like, I cannot go out with
like
someone
six-packs.
Who's, like, more about, like... Who's all about working out. Like, that's their number one thing. Mm-mm.
That would drive me fucking nuts. Honestly.
Do you like to date... boys who are hotter or less hot than you?
Oh, less hot.
And tell me why.
Because here's the thing. I'm not that jealous of a person. Like, my ex-boyfriend, he had a bunch of girl friends, just friends.
Mm-hmm.
Did not care. They would text. Never brought it up to him. But if a guy looks like, I don't know, like, who's somebody that's, like, super hot? I would be so paranoid, I feel like, because I think he looks like God.
Do you think you dress well?
Totally. I work in fashion.
Is dressing well a turn-on?
Actually, it's a turn-off.
Really? You think it's a turn-off?
I don't want a guy that, you know what? All right, I'm going to change my answer.
Okay.
Because one of the guys I went out with, he was literally wearing, like, lime green Vineyard Vine shorts, and he's, you know,
nope.
years out of college, and that was fucking weird to me. I was like, what are you doing? You look like you're a teenager. But, you know, the guy that I do like, he was wearing, like, jeans and, like, a black t-shirt with, like, cool sneakers, and I thought that was a good
thing. Yeah, like, they put
I don't
into,
want him
like,
to, I don't want the guys to be, like, you know, I love fashion, I need to, like, wear kith, and, you know,
that's whatever. A turn on to me.
I don't want it. I don't know. Like, I mean, if he looks nice, that's good, but, like, if he doesn't know how to dress, then I can just fix him.
Okay, so now we're gonna do shots, which is the section where we ask rapid-fire questions. So, are you ready?
I'm ready to take some shots.
All right. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Netflix or YouTube?
I think Netflix. Yeah, Netflix.
Phone call or text?
Phone call.
Cardio or weights?
Cardio.
While walking, music or podcasts?
Music.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Work hard or play hard?
play hard.
Money or free time?
Ooh, I don't know. I guess money? So you gotta do shit? I don't know.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
Moby Dick.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Of course.
Thank you for sharing your stories with us. She is a firecracker. She's a really great person. So much fun to be around.
Thanks.
And if you're interested in sliding in the DMs and getting a taste for, you know, some good tacos.
Some good tacos, some good tequila shots.
Yeah, then slide through at drinks.first. And if you don't have an Instagram, you can email us at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. Make sure to follow, make sure to subscribe, whatever you listen to the podcast on. Leave a review. I will love you. And yeah, we'll see you guys next Tuesday. Bye.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, you know, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.